Welcome everybody to another episode of Guerrilla Gospel. And man, we are kicking it in the little catwalk right now. You dig? You could probably see this. Well, I ain't gonna say this my first catwalk in New Orleans. You dig? Because I went on scavenger hunts many a times trying to accumulate an outside house. You know what I'm saying? But now, boy, when I was in the Bronx, I went on my first catwalk at night. I went to 187th Street to see how it looked at night. Boy, I was sweating bullets, boy. I mean, you got to take a subway and all that type of stuff, dude, from where I was and everything. Say, bro, I was sweating bullets, dog. I ain't going to lie, dog. But I made it. I made it to 187th Street, but my fool butt wasn't paying attention. And passed the clean up, and I went like the next sub stop up. And I'm like, you dig? I got out. I went, walked around, and I was like, this ain't 187th Street. And I went, jumped right back in the subway, because I'm like, boy, this little crowded. Even the spot where I first jumped on the subway at, because I was over there at Yankee Stadium. You dig? That's where I was chilling at. I was chilling around the corner from Yankee Stadium. And, bruh, when I'm telling you, bro, the Bronx come alive like vampires, dog. Like, Lord, I ain't never seen a little city so damn alive, dog, at night like that there, bro. And you know, I lived in the St. Louis. I went into San Francisco, and I'm New Orleans to the bone, you heard me? But boy, I ain't never seen a city come alive like the Bronx. And that shit, that was like, you dig, sweating bullets type of shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I enjoyed every bit of the Bronx, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed every bit of Hoboken, New Jersey. You know, I was in Newark. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed all of it. I was struggling through it all. It was cold as shit. But I enjoyed it. Because it was all just serving God, bro. Just going out there, preach to whoever or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the ballpark screaming out gospel scriptures. You know what I'm saying? I got people getting mad at me. They playing basketball. They getting mad at me. Well, Hoboken, New Jersey. I got cops rolling up in the park, in the cruisers. Posted up right on side of me preaching, and I'm like, oh Lord, don't make no sudden moves. So I go to doing like, I went to going into my native roots, and I'm like, hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all. Yeah. I'm like, it's about to be a big old shootout out here with this gospel, boy. And, you know, they respected me. They let me preach, dog. Nobody beat me up. Nobody threw me in jail. You heard me? And that's why I really enjoyed New York like it was nothing nice, dog. You know, there's a lot of riffraffs that I ran across, but who knows, right? Like one fool, he actually got mad at me, dog. You know what I'm saying, bro? What a lot of people don't understand is that, hey, bro, okay, how you want me to speak your language, or how do you want me to actually adapt to your ways when I don't know how to speak your language or adapt to your ways? How do you expect for me to just relate to you in any way without you even much trying to, like, run something down on me, right? Like, if I was in the game of trying to get into something, man, how we used to do it, we'd chop it up with each other. You'd be to sit down with somebody that's been in it for a minute, and they'll run it down to your do's and don'ts, or how, this is how we do things around here and all this. Nah, these fools want you to jump right into the sack and shit. I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. So the little dude was like, you know, it got to the point where we was about to start boxing. And the little dude, he told the security guard that the building we were staying in, he told the security guard, he said, man, I'm trying to show them how men come together. And I choked for a minute because I had to bite back a little bit because I was about to go off on a little dude, right? I'm like, this is a little dude, dog. Don't. And then he's from New York, too. You heard me? So, you dig? Don't even try to go off on this little dude. You heard me? So, I'm like, I ain't say nothing. I kept it to myself. And I thank God that he knows how to brittle me sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, you know, say, bro, hold up. You about 19, 22 years old, I believe, right? You trying to show me how men come together? Up in this piece, dog, what you tripping on, dog? You living in our shadows, bro. We invented hip-hop. Hip-hop came out in our era. You know what I'm saying? Everything that you're coming into, I'm coming out of. You can't show me how men come together, man. I'm trying to show you how men of God come together. You don't want to listen to that part. You trying to show me how men come together, though. What you talking about, Holmes? I don't get it, right? So they wind up, like, I think they got rid of him because he wanted to fight. He wanted to fight me, dude. Because now they won't come together with him. And I'm like, hold up, bro. We come together with the Bible, if that's what you're talking about. But, man, look, bro, I don't look nothing like... I am not a female impersonator, dude. I know I don't look pretty. I know I don't look pretty, not for a long shot. So I know ain't no nigga gonna fall in love with me and make me their own forever and ever and ever. I can't even get a woman to do that. How the hell am I gonna get a man to do that? And I mean, dude, whatever love that I got, I'm keeping it, bro, for something that's gonna be, you know what I'm saying, sacred. So you wind up moving and stuff, man. I wind up getting another fool. He want to come together. But the main kick is I ran across this Albanian fool. This dude's from Albania, dog. And this dude here, he was the kicks of them all in a way, bro. Because this fool, let me tell you how the spirit of God come together. Let me show you how the man of God come together. This fool, he bragging about his country, right? His country was taken over by Turkey, I believe that was. Okay? I think it was Turkey that took over his country for a long, long time. I forgot who was ruler of his country. I forgot who he was saying. But all I know is that it was Muslim. Right? Now, we all know that the New World was found in Turkey. That's where Noah's Ark is. Noah's Ark is in Turkey. That's where all mankind came from the New World, from the Old World drowning. Abraham came from Turkey. So this fool bragging about how he has a big giant Catholic church on the side of a big giant Muslim church, and they like get along together, and we so religion, and yada, 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 and I love God, and I love Jesus, yada, 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 and I'm like, that's good, dude, that's great, bro. That's cool, fool. I'm like, I'm kicking it with the little Albanian dude, right? And he trying to be like soprano with it and everything. I'm like, dude, you Albanian. What you trying to throw Italian stuff for? You know? And he was serious with it. Now, me, I was impersonating one, you know? And, I mean, I love Italians. Don't get me wrong. I grew up with a bunch of them in St. Bernard Parish. And them some crazy-ass Italians, let me tell you, dude. And so, you dig? All things went a little bit left when he went to talking about Christmas and everything. How he had a restaurant and all that. He took a bad turn in life where he lost everything somehow, some way. And he ended up in the homeless shelter with me. And he just went to talking about all the things he had and all the things he knew and how he celebrates Christmas and how good he do it, how he'll do it, all type of stuff for Christmas. And I'm like, I don't celebrate Christmas, but this is when I first ran across the Christmas tree in the Bible. And as he was talking, I opened up the Bible, and sure enough, I read that little bit of passage that said, do not be like the heathen that chopped a tree in the forest. And I looked at him, I'm like, oh shit. I said, say, dude, God said you're not supposed to celebrate Christmas. And he's like, what? He just cut clean off from his conversation right there. He's like, what? What you talking about? And he said, dog, look. And we look, bruh, right at that moment, this little dude cursed God out in my face. That boy said, F him. For Santa Claus, nigga. I'm like, damn. This nigga just boasted and bragged about his country being the biggest religion type of deal. And because they was captured for a long time. These fools just got released in 86 from some kind of intimidating ruler. He didn't want none of his country to celebrate Christmas, but his ass was celebrating Christmas as the ruler of the country, right? And I'm like, hold up. You mean to tell me that y'all just not getting a piece of life from 86? Because you know it got 10 years to 20 years to jump your ass into the game, right? You got to play catch up. They just got released in 86 from this fool. And you know what I'm saying? The uppity part about it is just that, you know, they were kept from celebrating Christmas. Like, wow, right? Like, all air must stop. You know what I'm saying? You will stop breathing if you can't celebrate Christmas around this piece. And I'm like, damn, boy, the whole world is cursed. This is where the whole world is cursed at, y'all. Check it out, though. This boy cursed God out right in front of my face. That boy straight up said, F God. I was like, hold up, what? Me and him got into it. I ain't beat him up or nothing like that. It was the part where I went the reverse in the wheel in his back. You know what I'm saying? He trying to come together with me. You know what I'm saying? He trying to do that come together with me type of thing, right? I'm like, dog, come on, bro. Look, so we going at it, shooting it, right? And I'm like, everything he say from now on, I'm driving with it and shit like that, right? So, I'm just waiting to catch that opening where I could be sarcastic about it. And sure enough, you heard me, I'm just hitting him with cheap shots. Hitting him with cheap shots. And before you know it, the boy screamed, you don't think I can shut you up? You don't think I can shut you up? Boy, grab my socks, put them bitches on, grab them shoes, strapped up. That boy went laying down. I stomped my feet when I put them shoes on, boy. I stomped my feet like that. Now I'm about to jump up on them. That boy, and as I jumped up out the bed, he went to walk into his bed and laid right down with his back turned to me like, you won't sneak a man with his back turned out, would you? I'm like, boy, you look. I'm like, boy, don't you ever threaten me. And I was really drooling from him cursing God. I really wouldn't have gave a care about any of the other crap he was talking about. But, you know, that was my opportunity to throw them bulls on his ass. But he went lay it down, bro. Real quick, that boy laid down like, oh. I'm like, okay, that nigga bought out. I ain't tripped on him. And that was like, that was my deal in the Bronx, man. My Bronx tales is really shitty, dog. It's a really shitty deal. You know, but I enjoyed it, bro. I mean, I went to Manhattan and I went to you know what I'm saying, that big ass park out there, Central Park and all that. You know what I'm saying? I went to Brooklyn and you know, Harlem. I went to Harlem. I went to the Apollo. You know what I'm saying? I finally saw the Apollo. I grew up on the Apollo. You heard me? But, hey, bro, you know what? I got a question to ask y'all, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I want you to be honest, bro. If you wake up with your butt hurt, what does that mean? Your butt just be hurting when you walk. What does that mean? Because, I mean, you know, I've been wearing these underwears, and it's hot as shit out here. And these underwears I got are so tight, right, that no air is coming through them. They sold up real good to where they, like, you know. And, you know, your butthole produces a lot of heat. It's a lot of heat coming from that little in a stink spot right there, bro. And I don't know. You know, you got a lot of heat coming from your ass when you sit down in a cold surface, on a cold surface, like a bus or something. And when you get up, it's like, you know, steamy, a strip of steam and shit. That's through, I mean, that go to show you that your butt breathes, you know, and it's got to, you know, it's a toxic. So, I don't know, you know, I think it's chafe. I think it's called chafe or something like that, because the sweat is trapped in my butt crack from sweating so damn much, and I'm walking and all that type of shit, and I'll be walking fast, and bro, my butt hurts. You know, I hate that shit, dude. Sometimes I'll be feeling like I got popped by a butt zombie, and I couldn't, you know, I was probably like knocked out or dead, you know, I couldn't feel it or nothing, you know. Cause I woke up, I'm like, damn, bro, did I get hit by a butt zombie? Cause I don't know, dude, my butt hurts. Anyways, you know, my day was okay, you know. Today, we're on a Friday, it's payday. Everybody going to get live out here. And I'm like, you dig? I went to the doctor again, finally, after so many years, right? Right. Been trying to find out what's going on with my body. You know what I'm saying? And I prayed that God sent his angels into these people to do some healing, right? Because it's all about healing, man, when it comes to praying to God, bro. And the gift that Jesus had to do this freely is the same gift that everybody has that knows how to heal people. All you have to do is just be, you know what I'm saying, a little bit kind about things. And you know, just think about it, right? So I'm like, he did the MRI on my brain, right? And he looked at me, he said, Mr. Farrell, I said, what? He said, we have discovered something in your brain that we have never discovered in nobody's brain in so many decades. And I said, what is it, man? He said, a brain. And I looked and I was like, well, don't everybody have a brain? And he was like, well, unfortunately not. Because everybody has sex on the brain, drugs on the brain, gambling on the brain, dope on the brain. Everybody has these other elements for brains around here these days. You see, but you have an actual brain. And so he went to running into me like only a few people could share this brain. So I need to understand something. How did you get this brain? And I was like, I don't know, man. You know, I don't have nothing on my brain because I got clean. You know, I got baptized and washed away all my sins, all my dirt. Became a new creature. And he was like, oh, that's it. And he was like, you know what? Man, we gotta practice that. And I was like, what? We gotta practice getting a brain like that. And I was like, well, you know, you put your left foot in, you put your left foot out. Okay, you put your left foot in and you shake it all about. See, that was corny, wasn't it? That's okay, though, because we're going to stay working on it, you hear me? And can't everybody be Mike Epps, bro? You know what I'm saying? Or Tom Cruise. You know what I'm saying? And jokes and comedian, you know what? Well, Tom Cruise is funny, dude. So I ain't tripping. But, I want you to just understand something, man. Life is good, and it's gonna always be good, as long as you make it that way. But, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you because, you know, I try to enjoy it the best way I can without all the problems and stuff. And I mean, there's not too many things that I can enjoy without being harassed by it. You know, like, doing the work of the Lord, it comes with no peace. It comes with peace of mind, but it comes with no peace of, you know what I'm saying? So far as people just enjoying what you're bringing, you know what I mean? And so it is, I'm just left out without a doubt, no friends, you know? Somebody said that, you know, they asked me what my friend was. I said, bro, I don't have no friends. You know, friends, they shoot pool together, a fellowship or something like that. I ain't got no friends. But, you know, things go on, life goes on or whatever you did. So I should be getting the results of my MRI next month. And see why is it that I'm blacking out like this. I black out a lot, y'all. It's starting to happen. I'm starting to black out. Bruh, you know, back to the situation, though, man. You know, all jokes aside, man. You know, my little deal has been a good one, bruh. I think I really ran a good deal with God, man, throughout this whole time, bro. We still got so much more to go, though, man. Hopefully, it'll be a little bit more relaxing. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, my cross-country journeys are over with, in a way, bro. You know what I'm saying? I think we really, like, touch bases in a lot of ways with a lot of people. But I mean, you know, for the most of it, people that don't like me for doing the gospel the right way, hey, ain't no telling how they like me if I do it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Because if it was any liking of it, the world seemed to been got along or something. But I mean, come on, right? If the Bible is telling us you're doing it wrong, but you sitting up there saying you can do this, who made you God to say that you can do this even though the Bible says not to? Who made you God to say that you can? If you want to trip on me from doing the work of the Lord the best I can, you know what I'm saying, by the book, if you want to trip on me about it, you know, at least I'm working on the do's and not the don'ts. I'm staying away from the don'ts. I'm working on the do's. What thou shalt do is how you summons God. Okay? What thou shalt don't is how you lose God. So again, let me ask you, bro. If the Bible says it's wrong, who in the hell gives you the right to say it's all good? Who? What? Why? All right, riddle me that. Now shut up, please. I'm trying to take a vacation here. You know. But I mean, come on, right? People who cannot enjoy Jesus. Wow, right? I mean, let's say you had a rock and roll band, right, that you love. I got a bunch of them that I like. I love so much rock, classic rock, you know, alternative. But here's the deal. I learn these words, I recite them, and I'm like, I'm so in love with these people from pouring out their hearts and everything, bro. There's one bass player that's taking a break, the hill. He couldn't have put it no better way, bro. The man said, heal. He needs to heal in a lot of ways that a lot of people don't understand. What could his meaning of healing be? All right? And but the disrespect that is where you don't have no feelings for that man. You don't actually care about him. But I pray for him, bro. I pray for him and his whole band, bro, to, like, come together with God. You done came together with everything else in y'all lives. Come together with God. There's a couple of them in there that has reached out to God. The main lead singer is just so phenomenal when it comes to, you know, just breaking the ice of spiritual curses when it comes to his words and everything. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we all still have that, you know, that. You know, that business, that part of, you know, life that thrives us. And a lot of us won't give it up. I mean, these boys been going at it for a long time and they ain't backslide yet. That's the same way as me. Out of all the things that I was good at, this is the one thing that I'm great at. I don't think I'm gonna ever backslide off of it. But I do pray that Brother Hill, take all the time you want to, man. You gave at least a life. You gave a lifetime of talent for the world to enjoy for a lifetime. They're gonna forever play the songs, the beats, the creation that you guys unleashed into our eardrums. So go and heal, man, and do it with God, man. All right. To make it pleasurable for your journey, man, to continue on. Take your time. Don't rush back. Don't rush back at all, bro, because you know what I'm saying? You guys done did it all, bro. There is nothing else y'all can do to make anything better. Okay? It's fantastic. There's nothing else you can do. Okay? But grab somebody to replace a lot of y'all while y'all lay back. If y'all get somebody that can definitely take on y'all tours, playing the same tunes, and you know what I'm saying? Like that boy did with, that wasn't Kiss, was it? I think it was. But I mean, you know, Queen. It was Queen. I know who it was now. It was Queen. That's a good dude. That dude does sing good. He sings Queen good. You replace the man, the leader with Queen, you know what I'm saying, with that boy there. And said, bro, he turned out good. I like the new guy. You know, and you guys are the greatest, man. You really don't know how a lot of y'all songs saved me in a lot of ways, bro. It was something spiritual connected with y'all, you know. But what I'm getting at about this is that we would have favorite singers and we would recite their words and we would fall in love with them and we will even teach other people the words that they said and everything, right? Then tell the tales about what they did and everything, right? And it's all good, right? It's all great, even the bad, right? But now when it comes to Jesus, oh, nobody don't want to believe in such, you know. This man was radical in so many ways. If you actually read his words of what he said to people, all right, don't let these other people who really don't know just what this man's getting at. This man came from the streets. Let's you know what I'm saying? Let's top that off, okay? All right. Let's chalk it up. This man did not come from Hollywood or anything. Hollywood ain't nothing but the streets. Let's put it up. Green Acres. Shit. Even though Green Acres got a little bit of ghetto in it too. This man didn't come from Green Acres, bro. This man came from all streets, but it wasn't like that with him. His surroundings was a demonstration to show you that no matter where you come from, you could still serve God in a righteous way without falling into the abyss of the negativity that surrounds you. That's what it's all about, bro. You know what I'm saying? The demonstration Jesus left behind was that, man, you ain't gonna live, you know what I'm saying, fantastic. If you don't make a way out of this life, but you ain't gonna live spectacular either if you do make a way out of this, you know, out of this life without God. It ain't gonna be spectacular either. So it won't be fantastic if you don't do it, and it won't be spectacular if you do it without Him. Just know one thing, bro. You don't have to rent yourself to enjoy life. I'm sitting here right now enjoying the breeze, watching everybody go out and do their thing or whatever, and that's fine. I'm not hating on them. I'm not bitter because I can't do it or nothing, because I can do it. But I done been there and done that from single digits. And right now, my position, like I said, I won't backslide. All right? And all the things I was good at, I'm great at this. I'm great at being sober. I'm great at being peaceful. I'm great at, you know what I'm saying, following the teachings of Jesus, which are the actually teachings of God. Just follow Jesus. I follow Jesus' footsteps, following God's commandments. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, we are all His children, and that was His son, which means that was our big brother in a major way. Even though a lot of us was here before Him, He was our big brother because He came straight from the man Himself. And so, you know, we got to give it up to the man, bro. And just relax. Let go, bro. Understand that this man is just like one of your favorite baseball players, bro. Your favorite football players. He didn't come here and disrupt nobody's or nothing like that. He didn't come here to condemn the world. He said this out of his mind, did not come to condemn the world, but to save it. And the only way that you could be saved is just by believing in Him. But, I mean, trying to get away from your surroundings, you ain't none of us saints. I'm a prostitute, Lord, but I believe in Your Son. And I am trying my hardest to be a decent person. Amen. I have a gambling addiction, Lord, but I believe in Your Son. And I'm trying my best to be a better person, you know. And I know that You're going to get this demon off of me. Amen. This is what it's all about. Now, if you die a prostitute, you die a gambler, guess what? You didn't die in vain, because you died a believer, a decent person. And this is what you got to give all praise to God about. You know what I'm saying? Is that God said, all that believe in Him. Now for me, who does the work of God, because see, believing in God and doing the work of God, you know, it's two different things. Following His Son and believing in His Son is two different things. When you follow Jesus, you're becoming a preacher, okay? When you're doing the work of the Lord, you are doing the commandments. Okay, do you understand now? You have let go of the world, so the world will let go of you. And it will have you living underneath a bridge and make it so hard for you to try to get any kind of money or anything until you break and you do rent yourself and become a prostitute like everything else. On drugs, back on drugs at least, and for my case. And, you know, just all assed out. And so, you know, when it comes to the oppression of, you know what I'm saying, the very demons that you're up against, you're not to be shaken for the things they do to you or the way they treat you and everything. Instead, you embrace that. You embrace that with a good heart, like you know what, dude? You know what I'm saying? If that makes you feel good to say this to me or treat me like this, you go right ahead and you leave that person alone. You just go on about your business. You ain't got to sit there and quote nothing to him if he acting like a fool and everything. And you ain't got to try to beg him to help you either. Because all you need is water, food, and somewhere to lay your head. It ain't even got to be decent. You just got to get that energy so you can keep doing the work of the law. It's not meant for nobody to be treated like this or go through this. All right? But it's just the way, it's the way of demons. This is the way that demons treat people that tries to do the right thing. And I mean, if you're too prideful to say that you love a man that you never met, but you know you heard of him, you heard of the things he done, and yet it's that troublesome to believe what this man has done, even though it is said by so many people that saw him do this. You might would think that everybody was crazy then. If everybody saw these people do this, you know what I'm saying? I know that all of them can't be wrong, and I mean all of them was against him. But they can't deny the fact of what they saw and heard. But how can you ever love me if you can't even love something that's, you know what I'm saying, not at all in your life, ruining it or whatever? It ain't doing nothing to you. So if I come in your life, how much more would you love me? You know what I'm saying? By chances of me doing things for you. Because he done something for all of us. And it's something spiritual is what nobody gets. Everybody think that just because Jesus had power or something, you think that the power in Jesus is to get that nice car and all that stuff. And this is where you set yourself up to fall. The power in Jesus is not for any of the material things of this world. A lot of people mislead you with this. When God said, when Jesus said, you know, God will give you the power to trample over scorpions and snakes, bro, people actually would try to go and take up scorpions and snakes. Now, that's a more, you know, you got it backwards, all right? Because what he's talking about is the addictions of this world, the poison, and the snakes are the friends, the family, the spouses, you know what I'm saying? You'll be able to trample over all of them and continue your journey as being a righteous person, not falling back into that addiction, not falling back into that lust or anything like that, that hate, all that stuff towards God or Jesus or any of your brothers. This is the power to trample over scorpions and snakes. Not to actually go take up the creatures and do it, bro. Okay? Now, Paul got bit by that serpent and he shook it off and he didn't die. Paul was anointed, man. Okay? And the power of God is in us all. Yeah, don't get me wrong. But you definitely gotta put a twist to it, bro, and understand something. Some things aren't as potent as it used to be. And you really got a nice little journey to take before you can actually inherit that type of power. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at the journey that they took with Jesus before they actually inherit that power. When Jesus gave them all the power to go cast out demons, they couldn't even do it. And what Jesus said to them, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, doubtless, you know, oh, doubtless generation, how much longer will I be with you? You know what I'm saying? Faithless. He talking to his own disciples right here. He tripping out on them. Y'all said y'all believed in me. Yeah, we did. We do. We do. Well, how come you couldn't cast them out? I gave you the power to do it. Well, how come you couldn't cast them out? They must have said, wait, hold up. I didn't feel nothing. Did y'all feel something? Hold up. Let me see if this worked. Let me see if this. See, that's doubting right there. But now, if Jesus was to say, if Jesus written that, that he you can cast out demons, right? You would think that you can cast out actual monsters. When in fact, when it comes to demons, he gives you the power to cast out demons by the word. When he cast out them demons, he used the word. He used a word. He said, you know, peace. And, you know, leave him. Jesus didn't use money. He didn't beat up on a demon. None of that good stuff. It was just a word. And this is as preachers, this is as far as we go with it. Like, I will give you a word so far as this. You know what I'm saying? It would be when you say you had enough, that's when it'll be over with. When you say it's over with. That's the word I would give you as a preacher. Because, I mean, out of all the things that I could tell you that you're doing wrong, you already know this. All the things that I could tell you that you could be doing, you already know this. You're grown. I gotta tell this to kids. When it comes to adults, my only free speech of knocking the hell out of somebody is that it's over when you say it is, bro. And if you survive this long, what sense does it make to give up now? It ain't over. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many years it's been. Does not matter how many years it's been, how much it took it. You're still breathing. You don't have to go out that way. Your last days on this earth could be the next day. And guess what you did that next day? You ain't do none of the devil's work. You ain't smoke a cigarette, none of that, nothing. You said, guess what? If that's all I got is one day, I'm giving it all to God. Now that I've finally come to my senses at the last minute, which is what the man did on the cross. That's just what the man did on the cross. He came to his senses right then and there and said, please remember me and your king. And the other man who realized that that was Jesus on the cross laughed at him. And so when it comes to it, bro, we all know about this man. And you can either laugh or you can beg, you can ask for his forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? While you at your bitter end. Or you can continue to let the addiction, the flesh, have its way with your soul and leave you out here, bro, like it has you out here. Or you can get your ass up and you can survive like you've been surviving, but this time battling your damn self.